Into our message. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm not talking about no tricks and schemes and pulling rabbits out the hat. I'm talking about the raw power of God. Hallelujah. Raw power. We're continuing our series on the supernatural. And today I want to go back to faith. Somebody say faith. We have become the book of Acts, and we are seeing the book of Acts operating in this church and in our lives. But what I want you to understand and know that God has called every believer to operate according to the book of Acts. We are called to walk like Jesus, to do what Jesus did, to emulate everything that Jesus has done. That's why he says, greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. What does that mean? That means that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he leaves you, the believer, to raise the dead, heal the sick, blind eyes should be opened by you. He leaves you, the believer, to set the earth in order because you are the light of the world. You are the city set on the hill. Jesus is not coming back until he raptures his church. But what did the scripture say? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, what? On earth as it is in heaven. Everything in heaven should be operating in your life, in your particular domain. And if you know what? Anything that's operating in your life that's not operating in heaven, you should kick it out. Does that make sense? Hello, somebody. Disease, you should kick it out. Poverty, you should kick it out. Dysfunction, you should kick it out. Strife and jealousy and all of these diabolical things that don't operate in heaven, you should kick it out. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. So, 1 John 4:4 says, greater works shall you do. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. It means that the presence of God, the power of God that's in you is greater than any dilemma, any circumstance, any situation, any marital affair, any disease, any illness, any spirit of poverty. So when you are walking with Jesus, you are walking with the answer in you. When you are walking with Jesus, you got dynamite in you. When you are walking with Jesus, you got healing and deliverance in you and comfort in you. Why are you looking for those things outside of the household of faith? Brother Blossom preached a message and he said, why are you looking for heaven in hell? And we see it all the time. We see lonely women at the bars looking for heaven. You're not gonna find heaven in hell, honey. Hello, somebody. We see men chasing. You're not going to find heaven in hell. You're not going to find your dream husband, your dream wife, and you in hell. Hey, heaven don't abide in hell. Does that make sense? God told me to tell you, if you're looking for heavenly things, you're looking for success and prosperity and healing, you're looking for peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost, you got to look in the Word of God. You got to exercise the Word of God. You got to put the Word of God in your mouth and apply it to your life. And as you begin to apply it to your life, the Word of God will begin to cut off of you everything that does not belong on you, and the Word of God will lead you to what God gave you before your mother met your father and your grandfather met your grandmother. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, why are you looking for heaven in hell? Ask another neighbor, say, neighbor, why are you looking for heaven in hell? We are unable to do the works of Jesus because we have no faith. Go to 2 Corinthians 5:7. In order for you to understand how to operate in the supernatural, you have got to understand the first dimension of the supernatural. And the first dimension of the supernatural is faith. You have two types of lifestyles on the earth. You have a lifestyle of faith and you have a lifestyle of sight. Faith and sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by what? and not by sight. He says you walk by the word of God. You walk by the will of God. You walk by what God has already told you. You walk by what God has promised you. And you don't walk by what you touch, taste, smell, hear, or see. You don't walk by your intellect. You don't walk by your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your capabilities. You don't walk by your resources or your bank account or your house or your Mercedes Benz. You walk by faith. Your faith is, I believe God. Now listen to this. Most of you think when he says you walk by faith and not by sight, that we're walking by what we see. It's two types of walking by sight. One is clearly you walk by sight, touching, tasting, smelling, hearing, and seeing. But in order to walk by touching, tasting, smelling, hearing, and seeing, touching, tasting, smelling, hearing, and seeing only leads you to walk by your own will. Hello, somebody. Does that make sense? Now, so let me explain and let me give you the 21st century definition of sight. Sight is when you walk by what you want to do. That's what sight is. Sight is when you do what you want to do opposed to what God has told you to do. Sight is what you say what you want to say opposed to what God has told you to say. Sight is when you go where you want to go opposed to where God has told you to go. So sight is not always touching, tasting, smelling, hearing, and seeing, because touching, tasting, hearing, seeing, smelling, and seeing will always lead you to do your own thing. Does that make sense? And so many of you are thinking that you are strong, born-again believers when actually you're walking by sight and you're walking outside of the will of God, because the word of God has not been applied structurally and effectively in your life to the extent that you walk by the word only. Oh, I know what you say. Every now and then you walk by the word. Every now and then when you get in trouble, you really walk by the word. You can tell when a saint is in trouble because they can really pray. You can come in the sanctuary and you can't hear them pray. But let them get in trouble. Let them get broke. Let them get sick. You hear them before you hit the door. Hello, somebody. You know what? Because all of a sudden they realize that walking by sight has not did them any good. Walking by their intellect, their gifts, their talents, their abilities, by touching, tasting, smelling, hearing, and seeing, it has not healed them. It has not delivered them. It has not comforted them. Now that they tried everything else, they're trying Jesus. Jesus said this. He said, I need you to try me. And I must admit that when you try God, it takes some strength to walk by God. See, some of y'all are so sanctified. It was just so easy for me to get saved and stay saved. No. It's a challenge. Am I right? It's a challenge. See, we might as well talk and be truthful. Hello? Because you are in a war. Somebody say war. Now, wait a minute. When you think of a war, you always think of guns and grenades and one side against another, and that is war. But this war, this spiritual war you are in, it is the will war, the war of wills, where the enemy is pulling at you and he's wanting you to walk by sight instead of by faith. He understands that if you walk by sight instead of by faith, he understands that if you walk by your own will, do your own thing, you are going to fail. That, look, you cannot win. So now there's a war. There's a tug against your lust and your passions and your desires. There's a tug for you to do right or wrong. It's God on this side and it's the enemy on this side. It's the word of the kingdom on this side and it's the word of hell on this side. It's the desire of the kingdom on this side and it's the desires of the world on this side, and both of them are tugging. But wait a minute, God does not tug at you like that. He said, I draw you with loving kindness. He said, I tell you what to do and how to do it. I convict you, but I don't condemn you. And if you don't come to me through the conviction, that means you have released yourself to the other side. Does that make sense? Hello, somebody. See, some of you don't understand that you have released yourself already to the enemy. Oh, I know you're talking in tongues and you're preaching and you're teaching and you're jumping and shouting and singing and dancing. But when you walk by your own will and do your own thing, you have already released yourself to the dominion of hell. Clap your hands to the Holy Ghost. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, how much hell is in you? See, I didn't even want to say it to him. How much hell is in you? And you know what? Wait a minute. Can we say something? Can I say something? That's a valid statement. That is a valid statement. For one time or another, one day or another, one moment or another, we are battling the hell that is in us because we are walking in the world. Does that make sense? I didn't say you were not saved. I didn't say you didn't know Jesus. But I said at one level of your life or one dimension of your life or one segment of your life, there's bound to be hell in you. But the hell does not have to stay because the word of God drives it out of you. Does that make sense to you? And so a lot of times when you have hell in you on a continual basis, when you are determined to do what you want to do on a continual basis, you know what that means? That means you have invited the enemy in and you like it. You like it. John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come. That's talking about Jesus. That you might have life and that more abundantly. Wait a minute. Look at the deal that Jesus is offering you. He said, I give you options. All right? He said, over here in this corner is Satan. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan, he has waiting. He waiting on you. He said, over here in this corner is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that has saved you by grace. And Jesus, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, you're in the middle, and you got to decide, where do I go? Or do I go here? Over here looks peaceful, doesn't it? Over here is love. Over here there's no conflict. If it's so peaceful, so much love, and no conflict, why are you over there? Hello? Why are you always hobnobbing over here? If over here, he clearly tells you, I come to steal, kill, and destroy. Hello, somebody? That's just like running up on a dope dealer. And the dope dealer point blank tells you, look, I didn't come to fall in love with you. I came to sell you drugs. I came to sell you drugs one time, two times, in the hopes that you get hooked and you become a permanent partner. Hello, that's what Satan is telling you. I didn't come to fall in love with you. In actuality, I hate you because you have taken my place. I used to be an archangel, the Son of God. I got rebellious like you are rebellious. I got kicked out of heaven, and now I'm trying to get you kicked out. So, when we are guided by the word of God to make decisions according to the word of God, it means that we are walking by faith. But when we begin to walk by, and see, let me say something to you. Black people are hard-headed. Hard-headed. Somebody say hard-headed. This is what we deal with. Because we've been in slavery and we've been downtrodden and we all these things have happened to us, we don't want anybody to say anything to us. We don't want to take sound counsel. So when good sound counsel comes, we don't even want to take that. And we would rather destroy ourselves rather than to obey God. He's saying this. He said, walk by the word of God and you shall be successful. Now, wait a minute. What is the word of God? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when you walk by the word of God, you are walking with who? You are walking with God. Do you think God will lead you into destruction? Do you think God will lead you into poverty? Do you think God will lead you into a diabolical disease and you are walking with God? I was leaving a grocery store, the Walmart's actually, and I was at my car and I was waiting for this mother and her son. This little boy was like this tall. And he was just playing around. You know, look, he might be 3 years old. And she was acting like she didn't see me. And she didn't see him. But when I got ready to turn that car, she snatched him close to her so he wouldn't get hit by the car. The word of God will snatch you close to God. So diabolical things, so destruction and addiction and affliction and poverty will not overtake you. Shut up! Maybe that's where the song come, draw me near to thee, oh God. God has a tendency to draw. See, some of you are talking about, I wish I can get close to God. I wish I can get close. You can get into your word. You can get close to God. Get into your word. You can get close to God. Obey your word. You can get close to God. Apply the word. Stop applying the word of God to your neighbor. I'm preaching and you looking at, I hope she heard that. No, I hope you heard that. Hello, somebody. Draw nigh to the word of God. He said, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and he will direct thy what? Wait a minute. If he directs thy path, that means that you won't fail. Come here, Mr. Wright. This is how God does it. He's going to close his eyes, and I'm going to show you. I'm pretending like I'm God and I'm not God, but I'm going to lead him to prosperity. Take 3 steps forward. Take 3 more steps forward. Take 3 more steps forward. Take 3 more steps forward. Now it's a cliff there. I'm going to stop him. Step down. Step down again. Step down again. Turn. And go straight there. That's where you go get your money at. Now I led him to his mother, right? So it is with God. God knows every blessing, every healing, where every deliverance is at. He knows where every promotion is at. He knows where to tell you to go when you buy your stocks and your bonds. He knows how to help you with your money and your marriage. And the only thing you need to do is acknowledge him in all thy ways so he can direct thy path. But no, that's too easy for you. You ask your friends. You ask your family. Now wait a minute. If your family is just as broke as you are, why are you asking them how to make money? Because if they knew how to make money, they would have some money for themselves. If your family is just as sick as you are, why are you asking them how to be healed? Because if they knew how to be healed, they would be healed themselves. If their marriage was working, does that make sense? So God is saying, come to me. He said, the eyes of the Lord is going to and fro, beholding the good and the evil. He said, I can show you what to do, where to do it, how to do it. I can show you where to invest. I can show you how to handle your business. I can show you how to maintain your children and your money. I can show you what you need. But you got to have faith in me. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How many of you go to God and when you pray, you really don't believe that God is going to answer your prayer? You know why you don't believe it? Because as soon as you get off your knees, what comes out of your mouth is contrary to what you've already prayed. Hello, somebody. Salt and sweet water cannot come out of the same faucet. You want God to bless you? You want God to deliver you? Then your speech, what comes out of your mouth, should line up with the word of God. I don't care if you got a speaker for the next 5 years. Begin to speak for what you want, because the Bible says clearly, you shall have whatsoever you say it. Uh-oh. Some of you have some things in your life that you don't want, and it's clearly because you have been saying what you don't want. You're trying to get deliverance, and you're telling all of your friends that you can't help yourself. You can't stop. This is the way it's going to be. My mother was like this. What did the Bible say? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Let me tell you something. Flip your life. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, begin to walk in the newness of life. I don't care what you are facing. I don't care about your lust, your passion, your desire. I don't care about your poverty. You are now a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. You got the host of heaven behind you. The host of heaven behind you. You got the word. You got prayer. You got gifts, talents, abilities, capabilities. You got binding and loose. There's so many things that you have that God has given you in the word of God so you can conquer and not be conquered. So you can overcome and not be overcome. So you can be wealthy. Hello, somebody. Does that make sense? See, let me explain something. Jesus said one thing. He said, it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What compasses the kingdom? Everything in the kingdom is what you need. Everything in the kingdom is what you need. Money is in the kingdom. Deliverance is in the kingdom. Healing is in the kingdom. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost is in the kingdom. Stop chasing other entities and begin to follow Jesus. Clap your hands. So, when you live outside of his will, you walk by your own will. Go to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, and I'm going to show you this. We're not going to be before you long because God gave me one word for you. Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said of the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, watch this, you shall not surely die. It is always the devil to come to contradict the word of God, to make you, number two, compromise the word of God, number three, to make you disbelieve the word of God. He understands that if you cannot believe God, you will never receive from him. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So your unbelief, your compromising spirit, your doubt, your fear, your self-will, your opinionated self will always stop you from the best of God. He whisper, have you ever had the devil whisper in your ear and tell you that's not so? God's not going to do that to you. Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. If God says the wages of sin is death, what makes you think you're going to get away? Hello, somebody. But see, let me explain the subtlety and the trickery of the enemy. He will begin to tell you that's for someone else. God loves you too much. And when the woman saw Now let me get to the fifth verse. For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now notice this. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Wait. Remember the scripture? We walk by faith and not by sight. Notice, God had gave her the commandment maybe a million years ago, maybe thousands of years ago. We don't know the time that God gave her the commandment. But when the enemy began to tell her that God is not credible, that God is not going to do what he says he's going to do, that God does not want you to be like him, when the enemy began to shake her faith, that's what he does to you. You're on your way to prosperity, on your way to healing, on your way out of mental dysfunction, on your way to employment, and the enemy shakes your faith. He shakes your faith with innuendos. He shakes your faith with circumstances and situations. He shakes your faith with anything that he can shake your faith with, because he understands, if I can stop them from believing God, I can stop their future. I can stop their deliverance. I can stop their prosperity. I can stop their family. I can stop their business. Because if they can't believe God, God will not go over his word and bless them. Hello? See, a lot of times you are blaming God for not having promotions, for not going forward. Point to yourself. Because see, God gave everything that you needed before your mother met your father and your grandfather met your grandmother. See, he told Jeremiah, he said, before you were in your mother's womb, when you were just in my mind, I gave you an assignment. I had your purpose and your destiny in my mind. Your mother had not met your father. Your grandfather had not met your grandmother. But I knew who you were, what you were going to do. Every blessing, every benefit, every dollar bill, every relationship, I gave it to you outside of time. Then I waited for you to be born in time for you to obtain it. The devil wants to shake your faith. You know what the book of Acts church does? The book of Acts church obtains everything that Jesus said in that Bible. Blind eyes were open, the lame walked, the dumb talk, the money was met. The apostolic ministry, the first church, was the only economy on the face of the earth that had no need. Hear me. That's the apostolic faith church. I'm not talking about no denomination now. I'm talking about the first church, the baby church. What did the baby church do that the other churches now is not doing? They believed everything that God said. They walked according to the word of God. They applied the word of God. They ate the word of God. They lived by the word of God. And the word of God was manifested out of them into the natural. Has not God said? And when you saw that it can make you feel good, and when you heard that it can increase your pockets, and when you smelt it, and when you heard it, and when you touched it, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants you to walk by faith and not by sight. He wants you to walk by sight and not by faith. He understands. Let me say something to you. There's two ways to walk: faith and sight. The moment you start walking in sight, that is the beginning of your journey of failure and defeat. The moment you start walking, have you ever been afraid of something and it wasn't even there? Huh? You heard something in your room. So nobody's home. You say, what is that? and looked like the curtain started moving. Now you know full well you're just in a cubic. You ain't got nothing but a kitchenette. Hello, somebody. You can see throughout your whole house. One look, and you see your bedroom, your kitchen, your bathroom, and your living room. But the enemy, and now all of a sudden you are afraid. And you're looking all around, and you're looking under the bed. You just went under the bed to get your shoes. There's nothing under the bed. Hello, somebody. Hello, does that make, and you are, am I right? Your heart is pounding. It's nothing in the room, but it is something in the room. The spirit of fear. The spirit of fear that wants to move on you so you can move in fear. Let me explain what the spirit of fear does. It acts out faith in God. Fearful people have no faith in God. Don't let them fool you, honey. What? Perfect love does what? Cast out fear. That's what the devil wants. He wants you to doubt God. He wants you to fear that God is going to half deliver you. He wants you to fear that what God delivered you from is going to come back. It's not going to come back unless you open the door. If you open the door, it comes back in. Hello, somebody. The Bible says resist the devil and he will what? Flee from you. So if you resist him, how can he come back? If you tell him the door is closed, how can he enter back in? If you close the door and put the lock of the word of God on it, how can he get you? But many times the door is not closed. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You don't have to call up your prayer partners, calling people every time any little thing happens. That's a clear indication to the enemy that you have no faith in God. You stand flat foot and you talk to the devil yourself because the word of God says greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. Go to Habakkuk. Oh, let me give you Genesis, but go to Habakkuk 2:4. When Adam and Eve chose to live by what they saw, write this down. They walked away from the supernatural. And let me tell you what's in the supernatural. I need you to write this down. Everything you need is in the supernatural. All of your money, all of your promotions, all of your healings, all of your deliverances, all of your relationships that's good resides in the supernatural. So when Adam and Eve walked away from God, when they ate of the fruit, when they disobeyed God, listen to what they did. They walked out of the realm of the supernatural where everything was going on, where faith now is, and they walked into the natural, which is limited. The reason why the believers are so limited is because you're walking in the natural. Hello, somebody. The supernatural is endless. The natural has a beginning and an end. We are creatures of time, but when we use our faith to get something out of the supernatural, it X's out space, time, and matter. And it may take you 20 years outside of faith to get it, but because you're believing God, you got it in 2 years. I need you to understand one thing, that your job as a believer is to walk in faith. And the moment you walk in faith, you walk in the supernatural. Ushers, do your jobs. And if you're not walking in faith, you're not walking in the supernatural. And if you're not walking in the supernatural, how can you get what God has for you? Because what God has for you is in the supernatural. Does that make sense? Let me explain what it is. I'm going to show you. Come here, Brian. Hide behind this TV. Pretend like you can't see him. I know he's 6 feet something. Now go and find him by the word of God. And you go find him, but you don't have the word of God. And let me show you this. She's walking in the natural, in the supernatural, and she's walking in the natural. She, watch this. The word of God will lead her exactly to where he's at. The word of God will lead you to your promotion. The word of God will lead you to your healing. The word of God will lead you to everything you need. Look at her looking everywhere. She's looking all in the flowers. Oh, where is my Brian at? Oh, where can he be? And she got the blessing and gone. Did you hear what I said? And I do mean she got the blessing and gone. Come on. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. That's just how your faith works. Your faith works exactly like that. When you equip yourself with the word of God and believe the word of God and apply the word of God, no matter what it is, it will lead you right to what you need. It will heal you now. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not just seen. Not 5 months from now. You don't need to be healed a year from now. You might die in between that time. You need to be healed. You need money. Habakkuk 2:4. I'm going to show you something. It says, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Now, wait a minute. His soul is lifted up, meaning pride. Let me explain something. So I want to make it perfectly clear. Those of you that always want to be in charge and you never want God to take charge of your life, you full of pride. You're haughty. God tells you God says, stand back and let me do it. And you say, God, you take it too long. I'm going to go and try this. He said, your soul is lifted up. You're full of pride. He said, pride goeth before destruction and what? A haughty spirit before a fall. See, when you walk by sight, you are saying that you know more than God knows. You know where your blessing is. You know how to get yourself healed. You know how to use effectively and properly your talent, your ability, your capability, and your resources. That's pride. God is not looking for anybody, hear me real good, nobody to walk independently of him. He said, you want to be blessed, you want to be delivered, you want to be healed, walk dependently with me. Depend on me in every area of your life. Acknowledge, and he will what? But see, pride says, I ain't got no time to wait on God. I need a husband now. Hello? I need a husband now. So you go pull somebody out of the toilet. Out of the garbage can. You pull somebody, he don't have a job. Hello? He's scratching. He got a garbage bag. But because you want a husband now, and your pride says you don't want to be without, you are going to pull somebody that you don't need. But if you wait, the Bible said the just. You know what the just is? The just is those that believe that God can do what I ask him to do. The just is those that believe that God is who he says he is. The just believes that God is a man that he cannot lie. That's the just. The just is a man, woman, boy, or girl that will walk according to the word of God. And I don't care how long it takes for me to get what I ask him to get. I'm going to stand right here until God blesses me. I'm going to stand until I'm healed. I'm going to stand. The just shall live by faith. It may take a while. See, some of you have lost all things. All the things that God has promised you, you ain't never gonna get it. Because you know what? You walked away because God took his time. Hello? Let me explain something. When you have to lend somebody money, are you in a hurry to get them that money? especially if it's a lot of money. If it's in the thousands, you're like, standing on the corner, watching them. Lord, am I at a house already? And you're looking at your money, you're saying, I'm getting ready to part with my money. But you have what you're supposed to have, right? You're the one that got the money, right? They're the ones that need it, right? So it is your option to give it when you want to give it, right? Hello, somebody. They cannot tell you when to give it. Am I right? Because you have it in your hand. So it is with God. God said, I got everything you need in my hand. Hello, somebody. You're not going to push me. You're not going to make me give it to you when you want me to give it to you. You're not going to punk me out. You're not going to psych me out. You're not going to cry all night long because I don't care nothing about your tears. I'm going to give it to you when I think you are ready and able to handle what I give you. Hello? Some of you will never get married. You kick your dog and your cat. You think God gonna send you a husband? Hello, somebody. You burnt your goldfish. You think God gonna send you a wife? No. God releases to you what you need when you are ready. Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, it says there's a season and a time for everything. But I come to tell you today, that it is your time. It is your time. It is your time. Now, the just shall live by faith. It implies, listen to this, that to live without faith is not being just, but it implies, you better write this down, to live in faith, and this is the Greek word for it, all right? The Greek word for live, write it down, is to live, to exist, to flourish, to breathe, to be of good cheer, to be of good health. He said, the just shall live, shall be in good health. The just shall live, shall flourish. The just shall live, shall exist. The just shall live. He said, when you live by faith, nothing but prosperity and success and health and wealth can come to you. He said, when you live by faith, what is faith? The word of God applied to your life. What is faith? The word of God walking in you. What is faith? The word of God coming out of your mouth. What is faith but God? That's what faith is. He said, the just shall live by believing me. The just shall live by having confidence in me. The just shall live by being assured that I am not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. The just shall live by knowing that I love them, and it is my good pleasure to give them the kingdom. God wants you to have the best. But my question to you is this. Are you able to handle it? See, let me explain something to you. If you don't walk according to the word of God, that means you are not preparing your spiritual man to receive what God has. Have you ever watched people come into church and get everything you need, and you've been here 20 years, 30 years, and they walk past you like what the road runner, zoom, beep, beep. Every time you see them, you can hear the beep, beep in your ear. Beep, beep. They came in grabbing a hold to the word of God. They came in believing God. They came in humbling themselves to the word of God. They came in submitting themselves to the word of God. And here you're sitting full of pride. Well, I've been here for 20 years, and God never did that for me. You never did that for God. Hello, somebody. Did you hear what I said? And let me tell you something. When a man is full of pride, the first thing the man does is get angry. You can tell a prideful man because a prideful man is always an angry man. Hello, somebody. Hello? The just shall live by the word of God. Let me tell you something. If God took everything from you today, even allowed the enemy to take your health, you can get all of it back by believing God. He'll give it all back. What happened to Job? What happened to Job? Hello? God, I tell God, don't brag on me because I don't want to go through what Job went through. Hello? He's bragging on Job. And the enemy tells Job, he said he wouldn't be doing all of that if you didn't have a hedge around him. The hedge was the Holy Ghost. Hello, so see, some of you have a hedge around you, which is the Holy Ghost, and the enemy really can't get to you. You're going through trials and tribulations, but the trials and tribulations will not be allowed to trample you and destroy you, because the hedge is the Holy Ghost. He said, take the hedge off of him. He said, I'll bet you he'll curse you to your face. The enemy destroyed his kids. He destroyed his wife. And see, let me say something to you. A lot of times the person that's closest to you is the person that can deal the deadliest blow to you. Job's wife wasn't a good wife. Hello, somebody. When the kids died, she should have been comforting him. She should have been weeping and crying with him. She should have been saying, we're going to believe God for anyway. When the kids died, she should have been patting his head and saying, oh my God, God's going to see us through. But Job's wife was not in the... I'm kind of putting something in the Bible. I want you to kind of relate to it. Hello? She turned around and said, curse your God and die. You can't buy me no more mink coats. I ain't got no more camels with a silver back. All my kids is dead. I'm up out of here. Curse your God and die. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. You got to be careful who you walk with. And if you're walking with them and you're connected to them, you got to close your ears when they talk contrary to the word of God. Because if you don't close your ears when they walk contrary to the word of God, they may persuade you to come on over in unbelief, come on over in fear, come on over in doubt. Hello? Birds of a feather flock together, and all of them go the same way. Hello, somebody. I've never in my life seen a pit bull and a cat walking together. How you doing? Meow. Woof. Which way we going? Meow. Oh, we going to 39th Street? Woof. Never seen it before. So why are you walking with unsaved people? Why are you? How in the world is it that you want to be strong in the Lord and you're walking with weak people? Does that make sense to you? Hello? Does that make sense to you? You want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And all of your friends are addicted. All of your friends are partiers. All of your friends are doing that, this, and such and such. And you're hanging out with them. Guess what? You have not pulled them. They are pulling you because you're going where they... Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, is she talking to you? So let me tell you what faith is. Faith is the ingredient that gives you strength to overcome, overtake, be victorious, and prosperous. That is an ingredient. It's an ingredient. When you bake a cake, you cannot bake a cake without flour. Am I right? Well, I mean, some of y'all probably do, but. But, you know, you cannot bake a cake without. That's the ingredient that puts the cake together. If you want to be successful and prosperous and you want to overtake and overcome, you have got to have the ingredient of faith, which is the first dimension of the supernatural. Because faith does not create. Faith obtains. What do I mean by that? Faith cannot create anything. Faith only gets for you what God already has for you. Did you hear me? Hello? If God does not have tall, dark, and handsome for you, hello, then you are going to get skinny and ugly. Whatever he has. So, wait a minute. I didn't say it to make you laugh. I know you laugh, but I didn't think it was funny. Let me say something. Faith is not presumptuous. See, people think because you are a believer that you can believe God for anything. No, no, no. Faith does not create. Faith obtains. And it can only obtain what God has already given you before the foundation of the world. So faith goes into the realm of the spirit and pulls out the realm of the spirit what God has already designated for you. So now you got to know what God has for you. So now you got to seek God to find out, do you have this business for me? Am I supposed to be a singer? Hello, somebody. Am I supposed to be a rapper? Am I supposed to be a doctor, a lawyer, or an Indian chief? Listen to what he told Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, I chose you before you were in your mother's womb. God will give you an indication of your assignment, your purpose, and your destiny. Hello? You just love to clean. You was cleaning your mama's house at 3 years old. You didn't want to do nothing but clean. You go to school. You just clean everything. You clean all of the desks. You stay at the school with the teacher. You clean everything. You just clean people's houses. You just love to clean. You got the gift of cleaning. Hello, somebody. So that should lead. That should let you know that's leading you to your purpose and destiny. And that can be a wide variety of things. You can be a janitor or you can be a head of a janitorial firm. Hello, somebody. Does that make sense? See, let me explain something to you. You know the gentleman that just killed the 17 people, they say he's brilliant. Brilliant. What do you think would have happened had he asked God, what is my destiny? Do you think that God would have told him your destiny is to kill 12 innocent people and to maim and injure 58 with the IQ that I've given you? He walked away from God. And when you walk away from God, you can go in any direction. It doesn't make a difference how brilliant you are. It doesn't make a difference how smart you are, how high your IQ is, what gift, what talent, what ability you have. We got a whole lot of people that are smarter than great scientists that's living under a bridge because they won't submit to God. Hello, somebody. You got watch out, people. That are watching out for the police right now. They can be in charge of security. They can be the top flight FBI man because they see everything. They are gifted in that area, but they chose. You better start thinking about your purpose, your destiny, your gift. Let me tell you something, teenagers. Pretty soon you'll be 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever. Keep playing around. Keep playing around. Life is going to pass you by. I'd be disgusted when I find a child, a teenager, and you ask them, what do you want to be in life? I don't know. One day they want to be a scientist. The next day they want to be a doctor. I knew what I wanted to be when I was 5. I want to be in business. Hello, somebody. I want to be rich. Hello, that's right. I want to go to college. Did you hear what I said? See, let me tell you something. Some of the things that's down on the inside of you, God has already put it there, but you have not begun to explore or acknowledge what God is talking to you about. And so consequently, you go opposite the will and the way of God, and you find yourself in an occupation that you don't like. And anytime you're doing something that you have not called to do, anytime you're walking in something that God has not orchestrated for you to do before time, you will always be unhappy. You may prosper in it, but you won't be happy in it. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. So, failure is a sure thing when you don't walk with faith. Write it down. You remember Peter? You remember Peter when when Jesus was crucified and Peter walked away from Jesus. Remember that? He just walked away. And when Jesus went back to get Peter, Peter tapped in to his purpose and his destiny. But wait a minute. Peter had walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. He had saw miracles, signs, and wonders for 3.5 years. He loved the Lord, but he wasn't listening. See, sometimes you are in the church. You are singing and dancing and preaching and praying, and you are doing your due diligence in church, but you're not really listening to what God is saying. Because when you really listen to what God is saying, God will tell you who you are. God will tell you how to get what he has for you. God will tell you how to equip yourself in the assignment that he's given you. God will tell you where the money is at. God will show you where your wife is at. But you got to listen. That's why the Bible says, hear, O Israel, hear. We listen to everything else and everybody else. Hello? But we don't listen to God. I can pull up any teenager and ask them who Beyonce is and what the latest song is. This is for the older people. In the land of sky blue waters. You remember that? Hello, what is it? Hams the beer refreshing. Hams the beer refreshing. Hams. We listened to that as a kid, didn't we? Hello? We listened to that as a kid. And so it's now you old, it's never out of your ears, right? Hello? Tony the what? Never out of your ears. You listen to all of that and you remember all of that and don't know two scriptures. Hello? Don't know two scriptures. But I know you know drop it like it's what? See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? See, all of that you remember and you relish in it and you delight in it. God say, forget about that. That can't heal you. Delight thyself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Get happy about me. Get happy about what I said about you. Get happy about what's coming. See, most of you are not happy about what's coming. Hello? Because you have no faith in your God. And so you're so pessimistic. All right? You're so negative. And you know, negative people are like this. It'd be, the sun would be halfway shattered. You say, oh, that's a beautiful sun. Look like it's a cloud to me. You can't see what God wants you to see. And let me explain something to you. You will not see what God wants you to see. You see it in your spirit. You see it in your heart. If God says it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom, you see it in your heart. If God says you're a doctor, you may be a janitor, but in your heart you see you a doctor. You can't be it until you see it. Does that make sense? Let me say it again. It's nothing that you would be able to obtain from God until you, if you never can see yourself living holy, don't worry, you won't. You won't. If you can't see yourself, child, I just can't turn him loose. I just can't stop smoking. I just can't. Don't worry, you won't. But if you get a vision in your heart, and you can see yourself clean, and you can see yourself holy, and you can see God blessing you, and you can see the chains and the feathers and the prison doors open, you can be free. Clap your hands for the Holy Ghost. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, what do you see? Ask another neighbor, what do you see? Go to Mark. I'm going to give you these two scriptures. I don't have to go to Milwaukee, but I'm not going to be able to close this. Mark, the second chapter, the first through the fifth verse. My God. It says, Again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive him, no, not much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, saying, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they came nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let it down. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sin be forgiven thee. Now, wait a minute. Some of you need friends like this. Jesus was in town. The man was paralyzed. He had palsy. He couldn't walk. When they get to the church was packed. They couldn't get in the front door. All five of them believe that if we can get in, we will be healed. So they're looking around. They said, how are we going to get them in? They looked in the window. They said, we can't get them in through here. They looked. They said, the only way we can get them in is through the roof. Now, I want you to check this out. They cut a hole in the roof. They got the man on a bed. They lower the man on the bed. Now, this is a man palsy. He's probably said, if he had no faith, he said, y'all drop me. He was so full of faith. They were so full of faith that both of them believe, all of them believe that if we can get him down with Jesus, he will be healed. Now wait a minute, wait a minute. They lower the man down. Can you imagine? See, if you know what, let me say something. If somebody cut a hole in this ceiling right now and lowered a man down, my sermon would be through. Y'all be like, they lowered the man down. Jesus never had to touch him. Jesus never had to touch him. He walked over to the man. He said, our faith has made thee whole. And walked away. The man had enough faith. The man was so full of faith. The man was so full of doubt. No, not doubt. He was so assured that my Lord can heal me. Your faith can make you whole. You come for a person to lay hands on you. You come for a person to lay hands on you so the fat can fall off for you. And that's fine. But I don't have to touch you. I don't have to oil you. I don't have to speak to you. If you come through those doors expecting God to do what he's going to do, if you come through those doors believing that he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent, thy faith can make thee whole. What about the woman with the issue of blood? Huh? What about her? The Bible says she had been sick for 12 years. That's a long time to be sick. Not only was she sick for 12 years, the doctors, you know, a doctor would take all your money. They will come up with some stuff. Hello, somebody. Yes, they will. You can believe everything they tell you if you want to. You're going to be in a box. You're going to be in a box. Hello? She said she paid all of, and she heard about Jesus. Wait a minute. She did what? She heard, which means she heard the gospel. Jesus at that time was the, hello, somebody. Now you hear the gospel. She heard. And when she heard it, she said, if I could just get there. She said, if I could just get there. If I can get to him and touch to him. She didn't say, if I can get to the church and he can anoint me with oil and lay hands on me and the apostles can circle me and say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. No, 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 no. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. She had so much faith that she said, if I can touch the healing fringes of his garment, I know that I will be made whole, because I've heard about this man Jesus, and what I heard has been a good report. Blind eyes are open. The dumb dead is raised. She's in a crowd, and the crowd is orchestrated to stop her. Just like your circumstances and your situations are orchestrated to stop you. Because the enemy understands, if I can stop you from receiving, I can keep you down. I can keep you broke. I can keep you sick. I can keep you disgusted. And as long as you are all of these things, you will never be any good to the kingdom of God. She just went through the crowd. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Get out of my way. Excuse me, excuse me. Who are you talking to? Got to Jesus, touched the hem of his garment. The Bible says virtue immediately left Jesus. He didn't turn around and say, bless you, my daughter. He said, virtue has left my body. He turned around and saw the woman. He said, thy faith, not your denomination, not your speaking in tongues, not your persistence, but your faith, your belief that I can do what you wanted me to do, has made you. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't think I'm going to lay hands on anybody. This is going to be a healing service, but you're going to get healed right in your seats. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Number 11, please. Start praising the Lord. As loud as you can. While you're listening to this, the anointing.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's
come
my
on and praise
offering.
Him.
Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few.
Come on and praise him.
I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left. Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry.
Get ready, get ready.
Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the it's my offering.
You don't need Pastor Blossom to lay hands on you today. All you need is faith in God. Whatever you need to be delivered of, I want you to start praising God right now. And while you're praising God, God's gonna do it. I want you to open your mouth. And it doesn't make a difference if it's a relationship, if it's a financial difficulty, if it's a physical thing, just say, take me to the King. That's all you need to do. You need to go to the King. When you're weeping and you can't stop, when it seems like it's happening over and over and over again, and you can't get a breakthrough, and it looks like nobody loves you and nobody cares, and it looks like the same devil comes after you, and nobody blocks him, nobody protects you, but I know a man that will protect you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He'll deliver you from half blood. He'll deliver you from paralyzation. He'll deliver you from heart disease and cancer and depression. Whatever you are facing, take me to the King. Bypass the pastor, bypass the hospital, and just take me to the King. If you gotta carry me there, take me. If you gotta drag me there, take me. Take me to the King. Take me to the King, because it's only the King that can deliver you. Lift your hands in the air. This anointing is a healing anointing, but it's not just for physical healing. It's for an inner hurt. Some of you are sick because you're so broken. Somebody has broken your heart. Somebody has tore your heart out. Somebody has made you feel rejected. And you can't rebound. And year after year after year, the same thing is happening. God told me to tell you, today is your day of liberation. Today is your day of freedom. Today is your day, because I'm the King. Come on and begin to praise Him for your healing. Come on and praise Him. Come on and praise Him. That's right, Pastor Terry. You got to go to the King. Take me to the King. Come on and praise Him. This presence of God, this anointing of God, is something that you have never felt before. Hallelujah. Come on and worship Him. Come on and worship Him. Take me to the King. I can't take it no more. Take me to the King. I ain't gonna be able to make it. Take me to the King. Nobody can help me. Take me to the King. I've tried it. It ain't working. Take me to the King. 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 To the King. Take me to the King. Come on and get your healing. Come on and get your healing. Come on and get your deliverance. I don't care what it is. God Lord said, today I'm delivering you. I don't care how long it's been. I set you free today. It's made you cry. It's made you weep. You run, but you came back. Take me to the King. Come on and praise them, teenagers. Take me to the King. Come on and praise them. Come on and praise them. Take. You don't need Pastor Blossom. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Come on and begin to worship him. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. Take me to the King. Take me to. I'm churched out. I'm prayed out. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Come on and praise him. Now those of you that need to go to the King, I want you to put your hand forward like the King is leading you or the angel is leading you. And I want you to move towards the altar. And while you're moving towards the altar, God's gonna heal you. Take me to the King. You got to make a decision. You can't keep on letting folk do this to you. You can't keep on being addicted. You can't keep on being poor. You can't keep on being dysfunctional. You got to make a decision. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. You're now at the throne of the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Oh! Take me to the King. King is the last resort. You tried everything. It ain't nothing working. But if I could just get to the King, if I could just get to the throne, if I can just feel his touch, if I can hear him say, I love you. Take me to the King. Come on, come on, stir it. Take me to the King. I don't care what you're afflicted with. Take me to the King. Now start praising him.